Okay, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, since I'm the only one in Echolink at this point, I'm going to move forward. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Now taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM. Good evening. N2PFM is something we're going to make us Kevin James, N2PFM.
Yeah, N2PFM, I copy you. Apparently there's some interference that's taking place. If you can hear me, go ahead, take the floor, George. It's yours.
Okay, yeah, good evening. Other than everyone else on the net, we got a temperature here of 40 degrees. Temperature range today was 34 to 55. It's supposed to go below freezing tonight. There'll be three nights in a row be using the wood stove. It'll be back to normal again. So cold. And tomorrow, I have to be having a dinner with the Bishop of Central New York. His retirement dinner up there in Watertown at Trinity Church. So, we'll be getting someone there for a ride up there and back, and I'm sure we'll have a very lovely time. With that, we'll say God bless, and 73's M2PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I was going to say, glad you've got the wood stove going, because it is going to get a little chilly tonight. So hang in there. I'm actually out currently on a fire drill at this point. We're running some tankers and pumpers and plane and running water back and forth, so I just took a quick break to do the net here tonight. I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, taking calls from regular guests and members. Come now, please.
WA2U.
N2OIQ.
Okay, we got two more in there, WA2U and N2OIQ. WA2U, you are up first. John, go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, Kevin James, WA2U. Well, good evening to you and to George and Dan and anyone else that might be out there listening. 36 degrees here this evening at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. So, all is good. Kathy and I took a nice walk this morning with our, tried out the GPS. It worked very, very well. A lot of good information. So it's kind of one of these units you can actually walk with and things. So told us how far we walked, how many seconds it took, and like about you know, sea level elevation, and kind of neat. You can change it from feet to yards and kilometers. It's kind of a neat thing. And put your own landmarks in there. You can add your own landmarks in there. So if you are walking somewhere and not even on a map, you can push a button and add that in there. It's kind of interesting to hear your own voice. Yeah, we were in the living room, Kevin James, and came out, and I guess you're at a fire drill or something. It sounded like you were on fire there. You were... sound like you got into the high test octane cappuccino or something. I said, wow, Kathy and I were like, wow, where's he rushing off to? So I know I used to do that. I had to slow down once in a while. I was always a first time listener. Usually this time of the day, everything is slowing down, but I understand you're at the fire drill practice, so something was on fire there. I'm good to hear the few people in here this evening. It's going to be a little chilly, so we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to all. WATU, back to net.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, we're actually just, like I say, testing out some equipment and you know, making sure things work. So, yeah, not sure what happened there before. As I felt bad, I guess George didn't hear me or something was going on in there. I'm not sure what the deal was. All right, yeah, we'll move on down the list here to N2OYQ. I think that's Dan. If I got that wrong, forgive me. Go ahead, tell us what's going on your way.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin James, Stan, N2OIQ here. Well, not too bad evening here, it's 41 degrees, quite busy today, different things we did today that we should have done a while ago, but anyway, it was a good day, spent a lot of time outside today, and then later on this afternoon, I rode my son down to Utica. He had some business to take care of down there, so... drove down with him and got home at just about, what was it? Just before 8 o'clock. So it was a good day. And now just waiting for the wife to get home from work and watch a little TV and go to bed and start Monday tomorrow. So back to Kevin James. Have a good evening. And 2OIQ clear.
Okay, Dan, yeah, I'm just proud of myself that I got your name right, so that was really cool. Yeah, and by all means, bundle up. And if you hear a little bit of beeping in the background, that's our tanker backing down into the fill site here. I'm actually sitting in my Jeep hiding out here and just running the net quick. Got permission from the fire chief, who happens to be the other guy, Matt. He normally would handle this tonight, so he gave me his cell phone because we got the preamble on his phone. I got to put it back on mine, so... All right, with that, this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make a final call. This is KD2FPN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Final call. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, this is KD2FPN. I will be now closing the Black River Valley Service Net at 2111, it looks like, there on the clock. And would like to thank everyone that checked in tonight as we return the frequency back to normal and regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, N2PFM, John, WA2U, and Dan, N2OYQ, for checking in tonight. And also to those that were listening on scanners, we thank you for hanging out with us. It's a pleasure. This is KD2FM. I will also be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3. 82FPM is clear.
WI Mobile. KC2WI Mobile.
Nothing hurts getting to get up there.